This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie adult rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, Slacker Twang from Brown Horse, Primal Despair from Trey Gruber, and some back porch indie from Luke Roberts and Kurt Vile. Welcome to episode 194 of A Sonic Youth. This week, a new Kurt Vile release with Luke Roberts, and then a look into Chicago singer-songwriter Trey Gruber. But first, the amazing sophomore album from Brown Horse. That was who opened the show, with the track Holy Smokes from that album, released in early April and called All the Right Weaknesses. The upbeat indie rock and alternative country sound provides an earworm in a 2.5 minute package. That song especially reminds me of some of my favourite modern alternative country artists, not least Wednesday and MJ Lenderman. So based on that song, fancy a guess where this band is from. Texas, Tennessee, North Carolina, maybe California. No, that would be the cathedral city of Norwich in the east of Great Britain. Yet they evoke some of the most exciting sounding guitar-based Americana alternative country. These guys are the next big thing in that genre. Another track to hopefully prove my point. That first song was very country. Here's one which provides a heavier, even punky indie rock sound. I can hear influences from The Breeders, Pavement 2, and the guitar sound. The melodic heaviness brings to mind Jason Molina and fellow School of Molina graduate MJ Lenderman. This might be my favourite newly released song of the year thus far. This is Dog Rose.
I gave you my other son-in-law a raid. Hidden bedsheets drying on the lane. First the key and the stench like wine. Watching the garden with the roses.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Brown Horse with Dog Rose. Brown Horse is a six-piece, made up of Emma, Niall, Rowan, Patrick, Ben and Phoebe. Niall Holohan, I believe, is the lead singer-songwriter. After the January 2024 release of their debut album, the band set off for an extensive European tour. Niall described the process for the second album and explained the band's quick turnaround. Quote, "We'd been on the road in Europe for over 2 months by the time we arrived at the studio to start recording. We were pretty much constantly together, spending hours in the van listening to the same music, exploring unfamiliar places, and playing shows almost every night. That was sort of the creative justification for playing so many days ahead of recording, to find that level of coherence. We didn't need to pay for rehearsal space. We rotated new songs in the set list and learned them on our rare days off." The band's first album, Reservoir, was a good release. We'll check out a track from that at the end of the show. But it really was the second effort that earmarked them as both a band to watch and to listen to now. So here's another favourite track. This one, Corduroy Couch, was the first single from the album. Niall comments, quote, "The song draws from a couple of sources, the most literal being my memory as a young teenager in the attic, listening to worn-out Talking Heads and REM tapes. Hopefully, some of the angular fuzziness of those albums carries through. This is a classic indie jangler. Here's Corduroy Couch." Oliver Gray. You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Brown Horse with Corduroy Couch. Next up, a brand new release from a personal favourite, Kurt Vile. Vile, aka Philly's constant hitmaker, has just announced a new EP named Classic Love. The 5-track release is due for release on the 25th of July. We're checking out the first single, called Classic Love, and it's a song by Vile's longtime friend Luke Roberts, who also features on the song. Other songs to come include a Vile-only version of Classic Love, along with a cover of the Beach House track Wildflower. Here's the summery indie jam, Classic Love.
It was a one of a kind, classic love.
This is A Sonic Youth, and that was Luke Roberts and Kurt Vile with Classic Love. Our final artist this week is Chicago singer-songwriter Trey Gruber. On last week's show, we looked at some tracks from Bunny. Bunny's lead singer Jess Viscius dated Gruber, including, I believe, at the time of his death. So reading this, I checked out some of Gruber's work, and it's really great. Gruber was well known in the Chicago alternative scene, both as a solo artist and with his revolving cast band, Parent. Gruber's songs are deeply introspective, not shying away from his mental health struggles and substance abuse. As Gruber labelled them, they're sad pop songs, and not some Lou Reed glorification of drugs. A big influence on Gruber was another deeply sad artist who had his own substance abuse issues, Townes Van Zandt. Gruber passed away in September of 2017, at 26, after years of heroin and alcohol abuse. While Gruber's band Parents only had released one song to the public, he fortunately left behind a collection of unfinished recordings. These recordings became the 2019 compilation album Herculean House of Cards. The standout song from this record is the magnificent Same, a beautiful song that reminds me of some of the finest freak and acid folk tracks, and certainly reminds me of the likes of White Fence and Ty Segall. Check it out, here's Trey Gruber and Same. Trey Gruber with his track Same. Our final song this week is from the debut album by Brown Horse. As I said earlier, their newly released second album is comfortably the better release. However, their debut Reservoir still features some excellent tracks. A standout to me is the more clearly alt-rock influenced Bloodstain. So it will be Brown Horse and Bloodstain to see us off this week.
Drifting on the low tide.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.